known too, particularly while this business is going on, about the flag. First of all, I want to thank everybody for being here, to taking the time to come and join us in what is a national day of protest. All around Australia, Aboriginal people are gathering in the capital cities and in other towns to actually protest on the 13th of February. And the significance of the 13th of February, we all know, is when there was a change of government and the opening day of Parliament House in 2008, an apology was issued to the Aboriginal people of Australia with the message that a new chapter was being written, and also, without so much saying, words of belief spread around Australia and amongst Australians that reconciliation is here and it's about to happen. So the people who are protesting, we protested then on the 13th of February, the National Convergence, at Canberra at the 10 Embassy. There was also a rent a crowd. Over $250,000 was spent flying in Aboriginal people into Canberra to go into the Parliament House to have drinks, have food, and sit and shake hands with the Prime Minister and to get photos taken. But there are 1,000 of us who got there on our own money because we wanted a change. With a new government, we wanted a change in attitude and a change of policies towards the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Now, there may have been problems because the Rudd government didn't get control of the Senate. The Senate's able to block any laws and particularly any changes to laws. And I'm sure everybody knows it, but if you don't realise it, read The Weekend Australian. I think it's about page 3 or page 5, where they talk about the intervention and the good things that's being achieved in the Northern Territory. Who are the authorities that The Australian is publicising? Mel Brough. Now, I remember, I've got a pretty good memory, and I remember back on the 23rd of November, Mel Brough got voted out of his electorate. He's no longer Minister for Aboriginal Affairs. He's nothing. He has no authority at all in relation to Aboriginal issues, and yet he's the quoted authority for the white Australians about what's good for Aboriginal people. So the change that we wanted from the government hasn't eventuated, and the National Day of Protest Action is a message to the government and to the Australians that we're not happy, that we want some significant restitutions of the things that were taken away from us during the 11 years of the Howard government. Important things, things that we fought over a 25-year period to get in place, were being dismantled. Things like land rights. Howard tried to dismantle collective title to land rights. Even the Mabo decision of the High Court. Howard put in the 98 legislation, the amendments to the Native Title Act, to create a discriminatory provision to extinguish native title and to make it the bar so high that people going to the courts to get their native title were not able to satisfy the courts on the rules of evidence and the rules of proof. So the damage that Howard has done remains done. It's still here today. And we don't necessarily blame the Rudd government for the racist laws in the Northern Territory and in Queensland. But we have to remember that the ALP voted for those laws. They might have thought it was clever politically to vote and get elected in and get power, and when you have power, you can change it. Well, that's the point. They're in government. They've had power, and they've had power for 2 years. And they have to realise that it might be a good excuse for the first year to say we don't have control and we have to be careful about what we do. But after 2 years, they have to also realise what government is about. And in Australia they call it a democratic parliamentary system or a democratic government. Then they better learn what democracy is about. They better learn what the will of the people is about. They better learn what equality of the people is about. They better learn what freedom of the peoples are about. And this is where Australia is at the moment. This is what's so wrong with this country. The first thing is that we have legislation in the Parliament which says that Indigenous peoples are to be treated differently. Aboriginal peoples in the Northern Territory, Aboriginal peoples in Cape York, Torres Strait Islanders in North Queensland, are all to be treated differently when it comes to things like alcohol management plans, when it comes to things like income management, when it comes to things about running services on their communities, when it comes to things like governance in their communities. We're to be treated differently. We're to live under a different law to what all other people in Australia live under. And it doesn't just affect 20,000 people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, or 30,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It affects 517,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, because it's all about the right to be Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. It's all about the right of our peoples to self-determination. It's all about our inherent rights that we had before the colonisation of this country and which continue after the colonisation of this country. And most importantly, it's all about dignity. The dignity of the human being, the dignity of peoples. So I don't know if the Rudd government knows it. I don't know if Kevin Rudd knows it. I don't know if the security guards and the police know it. But the dignity of the person is the most important element of human life in this world. And when the UN Special Rapporteur on Indigenous Issues came and went around Australia and looked at the situation, he made a clear statement about the Northern Territory laws and the Racial Discrimination Act. He said, these laws are blanket laws. They apply to everyone regardless of their situation. They apply because of race. And he said, these laws stigmatise an already stigmatised community. And that's exactly what they do. I heard last week evidence about people when they go into the store and use their cards, about how they're treated in the store. First off, they feel very sensitive about showing a card to show that they're under income management. They feel like they're a second level citizen. As we used to say here in Queensland, outlaws in our own country. So they feel stigmatised simply by pulling out a card and showing it. It tells everybody who can see them, tells the people in the stores that they're different. They're second class. They're not the same as other people who walk in that store. And if there's a big queue of people standing in that line, they might be asked to stand back because it takes a little bit of time to process that card by the cashier. So they have the indignity of being asked to stand aside while they serve someone who's got cash. Now these are little things, but they're big things. And they're particularly big to anybody who feels an identity as an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people, because it's not just affecting brother or sister over there, it's affecting me. It's affecting us directly. It's an indignity about us. When they put that law in, they pass that law, and they treat us differently, it's about us. Now, Sam's already mentioned some of the things that are different about it, but there's a whole lot of things that are different about it. Let's talk about the lack of consultation. Now, of course, we have an indirect democracy in Australia, which means when people elect the parliamentarians, they give them 3 years to go off and make all sorts of decisions, and they don't have to come back and ask the public about those decisions while they're in there doing it. But they do have to come back to get voted in again 3 years later. So it's an indirect form of democracy, it's not a direct democracy. Well, for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country, we don't even have that. It's not like we can turn around to someone and say, I elected you into Parliament to represent us and you didn't represent us. There's nobody in that Parliament, there's nobody in this Parliament we can turn around and say, you're in there to defend our rights as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Because we're a minority in this country. We're 2.5% of the population. We are living here in this country like criminals. We're treated like criminals. We thought we got rid of all that years ago. We thought we got rid of it in the 1967 referendum. We thought we got rid of it in 1972 when the government said self-determination. We thought we got rid of it when we got ATSIC and we got the ability to elect our own national commissioners, etc. But it resurfaced. It resurfaced again in 1998 when Howard passed the Native Title Act Amendment Act, when he suspended the Racial Discrimination Act under that act so that our native title can be extinguished by the laws. And then he did it again in 2007, months before an election he was scared of losing. Shamefacedly, he decided he was going to discriminate against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And the people of Australia voted, and our people voted, particularly in the Northern Territory, they'll tell you they voted for Labor to get rid of those laws. So we don't know where the Australian people stand on this issue now. They go to elections again at the end of this year, and we don't know if the Australians are going to say to the government, the most important thing in this country, the most important thing for Australia as a nation, is to be able to say, all people in this country are equal. All people in this country live under the same rules and are treated the same before the laws. Under the Northern Territory Emergency Response Laws, the police have powers, Star Chamber powers, to pull Aboriginal people off the street, take them into a private room and interrogate them in a way that they can then not go out and talk about what happened in that room, what they said, what they were asked. These are powers that are applying. And I can go on and on about it, but I want to focus particularly on about the fact in this country, in this constitution, in this world, in the Commonwealth, whatever context you want to put it in, there is one fundamental rule. No laws based upon race. No treating people of one race different from the other. And in Australia, there is one rule. Do not treat the Aboriginal people and the Torres Strait Islander people as second-class citizens in their own country. And it's that rule that I live by, and I know all other Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders live by. So it's no good saying we have a parliament that makes laws. It's no good saying we live by the rule of law when you don't. There is nothing for us to respect while the people who make decisions, while the people who make laws, while the people who enforce the laws, while the people who administer income management, while all these people are treating us like second-class citizens on one factor alone, the genes in our body. Regardless of whether we are responsible with our money, regardless of how we treat our kids, regardless of anything at all, it's the genes in our skin that determine how we're treated under that law. So it's intolerable. The Racial Discrimination Act has to be reinstated, and not in another year's time, not when we can get the parliament together, not when we can get the votes. Now, yesterday, it has to be reinstated. Now, it's no good also only talking about the Rudd government. It's also about the government across the road here, because in Queensland, they are using that very same law for the Family Responsibilities Commission in Queensland. And when I asked the Minister, Desley Boyle, about where do they get their power to pass a discriminatory law, they said, oh, we checked with the Commonwealth, and they said that they're protected under the Northern Territory legislation that protects them against any complaint of Racial Discrimination Act. While there's no Racial Discrimination Act in place, we as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people cannot walk into any court in this country to make a legal complaint about racial discrimination. We cannot go into a court and apply it. We can't even go to the Australian Human Rights Commission. They cannot hear a complaint from us about racial discrimination based upon that legislation, simply because that law is in place in the Parliament. And the only place we can complain is here on the streets, or to go overseas and complain. And maybe when overseas comes to us, we can complain. So please come soon, Barack Obama. We'll tell you about being black in Australia. We have to fight this law. Today is just one day, a national day to protest, and we have to keep on fighting. We can't let up. They're interested in this overseas, but the message we're getting back from people in other countries and from governments in other countries is you have to make more noise. You have to show how wrong this law is. We know what it is. We know what it's like to be discriminated against. We know it's wrong, and we want to say something to the government about it, but you have to show that you're doing something about it in Australia. So don't be worried about the numbers here. That's nothing. Worry about the determination. Think about the determination, how you do this. If we can't get a lot of people on the street marching, then we can get people sitting down with a pen and writing. We get people on the phone and calling. We can get people holding meetings and talking. But we have to continue to be active until that law is passed. There is no other focus until that law is passed. I'll finish up with one more thing about the bill that Macklin has introduced into the federal parliament. It proposes to reinstate the Racial Discrimination Act, but it then proposes another regime which they think is non-discriminatory. So they're still going to have income management. They're still going to have it spread around in the Northern Territory. But they're going to, instead of saying Aboriginal people in prescribed areas, it's going to say all people who have been unemployed for more than 12 months in a two-year period. Or young people under 24 years of age who've been unemployed for 13 weeks or more and who are currently not enrolled in some form of secondary or tertiary education. This is just another way of picking out the black population in the Northern Territory. It's like the mandatory laws that Northern Territory and West Australia also played around with. They don't say Aboriginal in there, but that's what they mean, and that's what they're trying to do. So Macklin has already promised the Parliament, she did this last week, that the 1,400 people under income management when the coalition was in power, when they changed government, Labor has turned, the Rudd government has turned into 14,000 people. And their intention under this new bill is to turn that number into 20,000. So this is not ending racial discrimination. This is actually, we'll try another road. We'll do it another way. So if you're being asked to support the Macklin bill because it suspends the RDA, the answer has to be no. Don't support any form of racism. Reinstate the RDA immediately. Thank you.